told that Starlight did real nice. It's smiling all the time. And that's not the worstest part. One night, he comes.
Who comes?
The scariest guy in the world. Santa Claus.
Chucky, you can't be scared of Santa. He's big and fat and jolly and gives you presents.
That's not what I heard.
Okay, who's next to see Santa?
Me, me, me!
Oh, ho, ho, ho! And how are you today, little...
Angelica.
Angelica! Why don't you tell Santa what you want for Christmas?
I want a luxurious hair Cynthia doll.
Of course you do. And if you're a good little girl,
a teenage nuclear fusion squad video game.
Well...
A Rocko Mr. X exploding smash-up doll. A Beverly Hills Cynthia lunchbox. A pony. And a 9/11 emergency surgical kit with working stethoscope.
Here's such an awful lot of presents.
I'm not finished yet! But the biggest and most importantest thing I want is a deluxe Cynthia beach house with real working hot tub, satellite dish, entertainment center, and attached garage.
Yes, Angelica, that's a mighty long list of toys. I don't know if Santa...
Hold on! If you're really Santa, how come you don't know this stuff already?
Well,
Hey, wait a minute. You're not the real Santa Claus. You're a phony!
Hey!
Santa Claus is a fake! Run for your life!
Wow! Where'd you get that neat box of toys?
From Santa Claus.
I thought he only gave you stuff at Christmas.
Nah, you just gotta know how to work them.
Cheer up, big bro.
Stu, can you imagine how upset Angelica must be finding out that department store Santa was a fake?
She doesn't look that upset to me.
Yeah, the manager gave her practically every toy in the store.
Do you think toys can compensate for what she's been through? Well, she may be traumatized for life.
Hey, this is a bunch of junk! They didn't give me any of the stuff I wanted!
Well, even if she is traumatized for life, Drew, she'll still have a better Christmas than I ever had.
What do you mean, Charles? Didn't you ever have a big, special dinner with lots of family and presents?
Well, when I was a kid, Christmas was always kind of disappointing. The best gift I ever got was a rubber glove and a tongue depressor. I'm just afraid it'll be the same for Chucky.
I just wish I could do something to reaffirm Angelica's faith in Santa.
Hey, I know! Let's rent a place up in the mountains and do it upright! A real white Christmas!
What a great idea. We can chop down our own tree and sing carols and open our presents up there on Christmas morning.
I'll call the travel agent and get a cabin.
I'll go buy some lights and ornaments.
I'll drink a couple of quarts of eggnog and fall asleep in front of the TV.
Just my luck. I get a whole bunch of toys and not one of them is any fun. What am I gonna do with a bunch of dumb old crayons? And what's this? A Reptar space helmet? Great, just great.
I'm telling you, Tommy, that Santa's a bad guy. He's always watching you, keeping track of everything you do. And then, in the middle of the night, he breaks into your house with a big bag full of who knows what.
But, Chucky, he's got presents in that bag.
Oh, sure, that's what he wants you to think.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. I just wish I could figure out what to give Lil for Christmas.
Really? What if you gave her something for her favorite coloring book? Like, maybe, crayons?
Yeah! Oh, but Angelica, where am I gonna get a great present like that?
Right here.
Gee, thanks, Angelica. What a pal!
Not so fast. You can have them, all right. But it's gonna cost you.
Cost me?
Not a lot. Just your Reptar doll.
My Reptar doll? But that's my favorite toy ever!
Well, can't say I didn't try.
Wait! Okay, Lil's my sister.
Oh, boy! It doesn't get any better than this. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe it does.
I know it's only a few days till Christmas, but don't you have anything? Yes? Yes? No, I don't think Tijuana's the right location.
Poor Angelica. Christmas is ruined forever.
Poor Chucky. I still wish there was something I could do to make Christmas extra special.
If only I could make it up to her. I mean, make Santa come alive again. Yeah, but how?
Hey, I got an idea.
Oh, no, you go first.
No, no, you.
Okay, I was thinking, why don't I dress up as Santa and come down the chimney on Christmas Eve? The kids will hear me, wake up, come downstairs, and get a glimpse of old Saint Nick.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
You were?
Yeah. Of course, we wouldn't actually have you as Santa. I mean, we'd get a professional.
What's wrong with me? I'm a good actor. Remember our fourth grade play? I got the title role in Wind in the Willows.
Chaz, you were a tree.
I was the willow.
Forget it, Chaz. I'm hiring a professional.
Hi, Will. What you doing? Trying to figure out something to give Phil for Christmas? Yeah, how do you know? I'm your friend. I know these things. Now, think for a second. What's Phil's favoriteest toy in the whole world?
His building blocks?
No, think again.
His pop-up book?
One more time.
A stuffed alligator with the missing eye?
No! His Reptar doll!
Oh, yeah.
Now, what could you give him to make his Reptar doll better?
Another Reptar doll to be its friend?
No.
A Reptar on my sing-along record?
No.
I know! A Reptar surfboard!
No! A Reptar space helmet, dummy!
Hey, that's a great idea, Angelica!
Where am I gonna get a Reptar space helmet?
Great trick, Cynthia. Phil's gonna get a Reptar space helmet for Christmas, but he doesn't have his Reptar doll. And Lil's gonna get crayons, but she doesn't have her coloring book. I'm bad, Cynthia. Real bad.
He's bad, Tobby. Real bad.
I keep telling you, Chucky, he's nice.
I just wish I could catch him to show you.
Chucky, that's it. We'll catch them in a trap and make him tell us if he's good or bad.
But I don't want to catch him.
Gather round, Sprats. I want to tell you about Santa Claus. Now, maybe you've heard folks saying he's not real. Just a fairy tale. Well, it ain't the truth. Saint Nick is as real as you and me. That's right. I've seen him with my own two eyes.
Really?
Yep. And here's the point of my story. You see, Santa may be old, but he's as sharp as a toothpick. And if you've been bad, you don't get that special doll you wanted or that fine-looking electric train. Instead, you get a great big ugly lump of coal. Of course, none of this applies to any of you, Sprats. You've all been good as gold.
Guess what, everybody? We got a cabin.
Daddy?
Yes, sugar?
Is it true that if you're a bad little kid, Santa Claus will give you a lump of coal instead of presents?
Sure is, Pumpkin. Sweet dreams, Princess.
I don't care what they say, Cynthia. That guy Santa can't possibly know that trick I played on Phil and Lil. Can he? Can he? Of course not. What a great trick I played. Dumb old Santa. Great trick. Can't know.
It's Christmas!
They're all for you, Princess.
Coal! 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 It can't be! It just can't be! Santa's just a smelly old guy in red pajamas. There's just no way he could have known!
Oh, but I do. I know everything. Phil got a new Reptar doll. Lil got a new coloring book. And what did you get?
What happened, sweetie?
Daddy, what day is it?
No, honey. Not yet.
Then it was just a dream. There's still time. Daddy, I gotta find Phil and Lil.
You'll see him later today when we go up to the mountains. Right now, why don't you get some sleep while it's still dark?
Hear that, Cynthia? There's still time. We gotta trade Phil and Lil's presents back before it's too late.
Lil, can I talk to you guys for a minute?
What did we do?
Oh, you didn't do nothing. It's just I thought I could do you two a favor.
What kind of favor?
Well...
Aha! There you two are! Come on, kids. Mama's taking you to cut down your first Christmas tree.
Trap!
Sure you want to catch Santa, Tommy? Maybe he'll just leave us alone.
Chucky, don't worry. He's nice. Now let's go. We gotta check the whole house for places to set Santa traps. Doggy door, check. Dining room windows, check. Chimbley. You're right. No one in their right mind would try to come down a chimney.
Jonathan, listen, I am tired of these endless justifications.
Mommy, can I go chop down a tree with Aunt Dee Dee?
Sure, hon. Have fun. Now, Jonathan...
Charlotte, it's so nice you could finally get away from work to spend the holidays with us.
Well, it is Christmas, after all, the season of love and joy. I don't care, Jonathan. We've got to crush the competition, and we've got to crush them now.
Okay, I got the axe.
Great, I got the permit. Let's go chop ourselves a sapling.
As soon as we get on the sled, we'll be able to talk.
How about this one?
Too small.
How about that one?
Not enough branches in the back.
Come on, Dee, the tree's a tree. Just pick one.
That's it. It's exactly the right size, the perfect shape. Isn't it cute?
Good choice, Dee. Now, stand back.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna chop it down.
Oh, no, you don't. Not this tree.
Think I could talk to you guys for a second?
Sure.
About what? About presents. It all started when the first present was given by the pilgrims a long, long time ago. After that, everybody started giving presents. Even the Easter Bunny started giving them until Santa slapped him with a lawsuit. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is...
Problem solver. I just inherently know what to do. If people call me up, I know the answer. I was born with the talent. Yeah, I know, I know. Well, listen, I know more than any lawyer. You don't have to start with me. They're not afraid. What are you kidding? They call me. They consult with me. Oh, is that right? Well, listen, I have a couple of things to tell them. I don't know why I should bother. I'm still so low. I have better things to do with my time, I can tell you that much. Are you kidding? Certainly not. I can't leave that office for 1 minute without something just... Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, of course I know what to do. I inherently know what to do with everything. I pay you, and I pay you plenty.
Yow!
Dinner!
You think those traps will work, Tommy?
Chucky, you worry too much.
Tell those personnel people to remove paragraph 3 and replace it with a Santa Claus. A sanity clause.
Well, suppose a kid tried to make up for doing something bad, but she couldn't fix it. Would Santa still bring her a lump of coal?
Oh, and
Angelica, you're such a good little girl. I don't know why you have so many questions about bad children.
Oh, look, isn't that cute?
Time to put the youngins to bed.
Oh, no!
Chucky, must stay awake. Must. Chucky!
What is it? Is Santa here?
No, you almost went to sleep.
Oh, Tommy, I'm awake.
Oh, no, Chucky. The little sleep. Chucky! I guess it's up to me. Maybe I'll just make myself comfy while I wait.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
Listen, something I learned in life, and that is to be a self-starter. Everywhere I am today, I have done myself.
Why did I do it? Why did I take Phil's Reptar doll? Why did I take Lil's coloring book?
Wait till I get a load of this. Is this a Santa experience? Yeah, just calling to confirm the Santa act tonight. Great.
I tried to be good, Cynthia. I really tried.
The holidays can be a depressing time of the year.
You said it.
Don't let this very special time of year become a nightmare for you. Call 1-800-555-YULE and talk to someone who cares.
555-5555.
Cogs Unlimited.
May I speak to Santa Claus, please?
Huh?
I need to talk to Santa right away. It's very important.
I think maybe you got the wrong...
Let me talk to Santa!
All right! This is Santa Claus.
How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Santa. It's me, Angelica.
Oh, yes. Hello, Angelica.
I just wanted to find out if I'm on the good list or the bad list this year.
Let me check with one of my elves. Oh, yes, Angelica, you're on the... Oh, yes, you're on the bad list.
Thanks for calling.
It's over, Cynthia. My future as a kid is over.
Oh, boy. That Santa guy must be in good shape.
It was only your dad, Tommy. Boy, for a minute there, I was getting really scared. I thought it was Santa. I'm glad it was only... Ah, Jim! What are we gonna do, Tommy? What are we gonna do?
Don't stay away!
Chucky! Chucky, wait! It's okay, Chucky. It's just... me. Huh? Oh, Chucky.
That's not Santa. That's just Chucky's dad.
There is no Santa. I'm saved!
Santa!
Little problem with the chimney,
Oh, Santa! Won't you come in?
Merry Christmas, Tommy, Phil, Lil. Aren't you guys up past your bedtime? Merry Christmas, Chucky. Still think I'm so scary? Ah, Angelica.
A deluxe Cynthia beach house with real working hot tub, satellite dish, entertainment center, and attached garage. I didn't get a lump of coal.
You know, sometimes trying to be good is as important as being good in the first place. Well, gotta go. Another 900 million children on my list.
Well, since it's almost morning anyway, why don't we all open our presents?
Gee, thanks, Lil. A Reptar space helmet.
A box of crayons.
What's wrong, Lil?
Never mind.
You mean you...
Did you trade Angelica your Reptar doll just to give me these crayons?
And you traded your coloring book to get my Reptar space helmet.
Thanks! Merry Christmas!
My Reptar doll!
My coloring book!
Thanks, Angelica!
Hell, baby germs!
You know, Tommy, you were right. Santa isn't such a bad guy after all.
I told ya.
Hey, Drew, you were right. It was better getting a professional Santa. Am I ever wrong?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Drew Pickles.
Mr. Pickles, this is Barney Stevenson, the Santa Experience. I'm calling from my car phone. You see, my car skidded off the road, and I'm not going to be able to make it tonight to do the Santa thing. Can we reschedule? Mr. Pickles?
What do you mean you can't make it?
I hate Christmas.
Who is that? Oh, wouldn't you know it? The guy I hired to play Santa can't make it. He... Drew, who is that?
What a great house! I wonder if there's a car in the attached garage.
Angelica, is that a lump of coal?